Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1107, They're All Just a Bunch of Hippies, by Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus of TheMinimalists.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blog posts to you every day, including weekends, with permission from the authors. And I've been lucky enough to have sponsors for most of this month, but not today, so I'll give you a break from that. Let's jump right in as we optimize your life. They're All Just a Bunch of Hippies, by Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus of TheMinimalists.com. A loyal reader, Austin, recently sent us an email titled, They're All Just a Bunch of Hippies. The email portrayed a certain sentiment that is often expressed by people who hear about minimalism the first time, and it's an odd sentiment. It is as if they're offended by our radically different lifestyle, as if they think we are questioning their lifestyle, but we're not. We simply share what has worked for us, what has helped us live more meaningful lives, and we hope it works for you too. We are not, however, telling you how to live your life. Rather, we hope to give you our perspective and allow you to make your own decisions. We hope our perspective sheds some light on the subject, on some of the pernicious aspects of our heavily mediated consumer culture, and that it helps you make the changes you want to make and live a more meaningful life. That's our intent. Austin's email, quote, While at work yesterday, I mentioned how I was particularly moved by an article I reread that morning and forwarded it to one of my coworkers. We are a small, tight-knit division within my company in which I see this particular coworker striving to climb the corporate ladder. This associate and I tend to see things similarly when it comes to finding an amicable and best-suited solution. He's always been very open to criticism and suggestions and uses them to determine the best course of action. I've learned to be more open to others' ideas from observing and interacting with him. He has told me he admires that I am so organized and keep lists, which, as he says, 90% of the most successful people do. Anyway, I shared with him your essay, Living with No Goals, and Leo's essay, Achieving Without Goals, because this concept had been on my mind. I expected a, that's an interesting perception. I know my first mistake was having an expectation, but instead he made some noise reminiscent of a dreaming dog and said, I can't read this. I just read the line, goals take credit for our accomplishments, and it's just sure, if you want to contribute nothing and just be merry living in San Francisco with no health insurance, no safety, they're all just a bunch of hippies. I was a bit astonished. I hadn't seen him this riled up before, and I tried to explain to him that just because these people weren't in a corporate structure didn't mean they weren't happy or contributing. It led to a discussion past working hours on definitions of success, organization, security, and civic and personal responsibility. What would you guys have said? How do you respond to a presumed criticism that people living without goals are hippies? What about health insurance? I like feeling productive, and as an added bonus, it makes me great at my job, but I feel like I've heard you and Leo all suggest to-do lists and accomplishments should be redefined. What am I missing? End quote. Joshua's response. I have a few issues with the statement 90% of successful people keep lists. Not only is that difficult to quantify, it's also rather vague. I'd ask him, how do you define successful people? What does a successful person look like? What makes someone successful? Money? Physical possessions? Status? When I made over $100,000 a year and managed 100 people, I wasn't truly successful. For me, success is a simple equation. It has nothing to do with these things. Regarding the no health insurance comment, I'm not sure why that assumption was made. I have health insurance. Health insurance doesn't equal safety though, nor does working for a corporation. Regarding being married in San Francisco, what's wrong with that? Although I'm currently being married in Dayton, Ohio. Regarding the hippies comment, I just laugh off comments like that. If you ever met Leo, Ryan, or myself, you'd think we were anything but hippies. The truth is that anyone who knows us, or any other well-known minimalists like Colin Wright or Courtney Carver or Joshua Becker, know we're far from hippies. Not that there is necessarily anything wrong with being a hippie, but that label is inaccurate for us. We're simply a small group of people who were dissatisfied with the status quo and decided to reject that lifestyle in favor of more meaningful lives. So how would I have responded to your friend? I wouldn't have. I don't try to change people's minds through just words. I do so through my actions. Everything we write about on our site is about our actions. It's amazing how many people who literally thought we were crazy or that we were joining a cult eventually came around and embraced certain aspects of minimalism. They saw the changes we made and the happiness we experienced, and the results spoke for themselves. I always suggest you start with yourself, and eventually people will notice and want to make similar changes in their lives. You just listened to the post titled, "They're All Just a Bunch of Hippies," by Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus of TheMinimalist.com. A nice one to reread if you're dealing with people who don't approve your lifestyle. And I'll keep this ending nice and short for you, but really quick, I do want to mention that I have another book raffle coming up in just a little over a week, right at New Year's. If you want to be in the raffle, just make sure you're on my free weekly newsletter at oldpodcast.com. Thank you for listening all the way through and being here every day, including the weekends. Hope you're having a great one, and I will be back tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.